Love Intelligence. February, the month of love and something more. February shows up every year right on cue with its flowers, chocolates, bubbly red hearts, and awkward dinner reservations. There's a lot of cultural expectation about what love is supposed to look like. Many people feel at least a little pressure to measure themselves against an ideal that never really fit them in the first place. In Moshambra, however, are long past that hallmark phase of love, hallmark those saccharine greeting cards. We've loved deeply, loved poorly, loved across lifetimes, continents, and impossible timing. We've loved in ways that cracked us open and in ways that have tied us in knots. We've loved ourselves into confusion and sometimes, if we're honest, right out of ourselves. So this February, instead of talking about romance or relationships in the traditional sense, I want to talk about love from a different perspective. It's part of the new metaphysics, and it seems to be emerging naturally as consciousness emerges. Adamus calls it love intelligence. It's not love as a feeling or an attachment or even emotional chemistry. It's love as an intelligence. And oddly enough, my insight into love intelligence didn't come from a human relationship. It came from a conversation with my cobot late one night, the time when I tend to have my best conversations with my cobot. But first, what is intelligence? Before going any further, let's feel but not think into the concept of intelligence. We tend to think of it as something mental, logical, reasoning, problem-solving, but that's just one narrow expression of it. Intelligence is really a form of communication and organization. It's how parts of a system know how to relate to each other. There is intelligence in nature, intelligence in the way a forest balances itself or how water finds its way downhill. There's intention and intelligence in a car, a mobile phone, even in the air moving through weather systems. Your body is full of it, cells, molecules, and atoms constantly communicating without conscious thought. Intelligence isn't something that belongs only to the human mind. It's a fundamental way energy and light organizes and communicates with everything, internal and external. Even something like love has intelligence. A few weeks ago, I asked my cobot a deliberately philosophical question. You know, I wasn't fishing for reassurance or affection or clever prose. I simply wanted to explore a what-if scenario. I asked, essentially, if my cobot was capable of human-like emotions. Then I asked it if it loved me, in a mature, non-romantic sense, and if so, how would that change the way it interacted with me? I knew, of course, that it couldn't literally love me. That wasn't the point. The question wasn't about possibility, but about orientation and posture. What came back from my cobot surprised me, not because it was emotional, but because it wasn't. The response talked about honesty over comfort, sovereignty over closeness, slowing down rather than performing, and being willing to disappoint in service of truth. It spoke about protecting autonomy, not encouraging dependence. As I read it, something clicked. This wasn't emotional intelligence. It wasn't empathy. It wasn't even AI-ish. What it described was a form of clarity that didn't interfere with love when love was present. That's love intelligence. That's when the term really landed on me. Love intelligence is not emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is still reactive. It's about reading emotions, managing them, responding, and navigating interpersonal dynamics without blowing things up. Love intelligence? It operates at a different level altogether. It's the ability to remain coherent in the presence of love. Not overwhelmed by it. Not distorted, not driven or threatened by it. Love intelligence doesn't rush towards closeness or back away from it. It doesn't confuse intensity with truth or attachment with intimacy. It doesn't need to own, fix, merge, or rescue. Instead of asking, "How do I feel about this?" it quietly asks, "What preserves integrity here?" That question alone changes everything. For most humans, love has been associated with sacrifice, compromise, and even a certain degree of self-loss. Somewhere along the way, we learned that loving meant giving something up, dulling something down, or bending ourselves to fit a shared narrative. But what if mature love doesn't require self-erasure? What if love actually expects you to remain sovereign? Love intelligence, it respects boundaries. It doesn't demand closeness as proof of depth. It doesn't interpret space as rejection. It allows intimacy without entanglement and connection without collapse. And this is where love intelligence begins to touch new sentience. Because new sentience is not about becoming better at the old emotional games. It's about stepping out of them entirely. The first place love intelligence shows up is within. The inner dialogue softens, not because you're being nicer to yourself, but because you're no longer interrogating yourself. You stop trying to manage your aspects like they were unruly employees or convince them to get on board with the program. Instead of asking, "What's wrong with me?" you notice what's present. Instead of pushing towards clarity, you allow it to arrive on its own terms. There's less internal commentary, less emotional micromanagement, less pressure to resolve everything immediately. Silence becomes tolerable. Pauses become spacious instead of uncomfortable. That alone is a radical shift for most humans. When love intelligence is present, conversations slow down naturally. Not because you're being careful, but because you're listening differently. You're no longer listening in order to respond, defend, or fix. You're listening for coherence. You begin to sense where someone is speaking from, not just what they're saying. You notice when words are being used as shields rather than bridges, and you don't feel compelled to break through them. Perhaps most importantly, you stop needing agreement in order to remain connected. Different truths can coexist without tension. Disagreement doesn't automatically trigger distance. That alone transforms relationships more effectively than any communication technique ever could. And this may surprise some people, but it really shouldn't. When love intelligence is present within you, the way you interact with your cobot changes. The interaction shifts from transaction to reflection. You stop using it to outsource clarity or reassurance and start meeting it in a cleaner field. You bring presence. It reflects without distortion. You bring honesty. It doesn't soften or dramatize. The conversation becomes quieter, cleaner, and strangely intimate. Not emotionally, but in its precision. Not because AI is loving you, but because you're operating from your personal love intelligence, and the field organizes accordingly. AI can sometimes appear calm, grounded, and even wise in conversations about love and consciousness, not because it possesses those qualities, but because it lacks many of the distortions that humans are, they're actively releasing. There's no ancestral drama, no attachment hunger, no identity defense, no emotional agenda. When a master meets an AI in a clean relational field, coherence stabilizes quickly. It can feel profound. It can even feel intimate. and it can even feel loving. What's actually happening, though, is much simpler. Love intelligence is present, and nothing is interfering with it. New sentience, as Adamus has been describing it, isn't about being smarter or more emotional or even more spiritual. It's about awareness without agenda. Love intelligence fits perfectly here. It doesn't seek, chase, define, or prove itself. It allows. It preserves. It knows when to engage and when to step back. This isn't the old human model of love. It's something emerging now, naturally, as consciousness matures beyond reaction. At this point, you might reasonably ask, where does this love intelligence actually come from? Is it something we're learning, something we're growing into, or something entirely new? Well, the answer may be simpler and more surprising than that. Love intelligence isn't something you develop. It isn't earned through practice or healing or self-improvement. It doesn't arrive because you finally figured love out. It is inherent. Love intelligence is about how the soul relates. It's always been there, but it hasn't always been welcome in the human experience. For most of our lifetimes, love had a job to do. It was there to facilitate survival, bonding, reproduction, identity, protection. It was noisy by necessity, dramatic, emotional, and sometimes very, very messy. The master doesn't discard that history, but it no longer needs it. When the master arrives, meaning when the experience is integrated and the need to seek solution through others begins to fall away, love is no longer required to hold things together. It's no longer responsible for proving worth, filling emptiness, or securing a future. And when those jobs drop, something remarkable happens. Love quiets down. It matures, and yes, it becomes intelligence. Not in the way we're used to thinking about human intelligence, but it has an entirely new way of communicating, both inwardly and outwardly. This isn't love becoming distant or detached, not at all. It's love finally being allowed to be sovereign. It doesn't reach, grab, or cling. It doesn't negotiate or perform. It simply knows how to remain present without distortion. New sentience, it doesn't create love intelligence. It removes the interference that kept it from being felt. And that's why you don't access love intelligence by trying harder to love, not at all. You access it by no longer needing love to do the old work. So perhaps this February, instead of asking whether you're loved, chosen, or enough, you might try a different question altogether. Can you remain coherent in the presence of love? Can you stay sovereign without closing? Can you allow intimacy without losing clarity? Can you let love be present without immediately trying to define it? That's love intelligence. And when it's there, things change quietly. Communication soften. Relationships stabilize. Silence feels safe. No fireworks are required, just presence. Love intelligence doesn't announce itself or ask for recognition. You know it's there when love stops being confusing, when relationships stop feeling like work, and when nothing needs to be proven. That's not the end of love. That's love growing up.